Greetings from Colle Valenze, Italy, where the 7th World Conference for Radio Maria World Family is being held. This is Father Charles Michael Gregg, Franciscan Director from Radio Maria Canada, updating you with the events of the day. The second day, 7 o'clock, we started the day with Eucharistic adoration, which is to go throughout the day. Together we recited the Holy Rosary in English with the Joyful Mysteries. At 9 a.m., the first spiritual talk by Father Javier Sotera, director of Radio Maria Argentina, we had the opportunity to know better the life of Monsignor Oscar Romero, the meaning of Oscar Romero's witness for our radio, today, who will be with Pope Paul VI and six others, Francesco Spinelli, Vincenzo Romano, Maria Caterina Casper, Nazaria Inglesia di Santa Teresa Gesù, and Nunzio Sulprizio have been elevated to sainthood. Oscar Romero was born in El Salvador on March 15, 1917, in a modest family. At the age of 12, he worked in a carpentry shop, and in 1930, he entered the minor seminary of San Miguel. In 1943, he obtained a degree in theology at the Gregorian University, ordained a priest. He returned to his homeland as a parish priest. He dedicated himself passionately to pastoral activities. Later, he was appointed director of the seminary in San Salvador, secretary of Episcopal Conference of San Salvador executive. In 1970, he was elected auxiliary bishop of San Salvador and dedicated himself to the defense of the poor. In 1974, he was appointed bishop in Santiago de Maria, and in 1977, archbishop of Saint Salvador in full social and political repression. On March 24, 1980, while celebrating Mass with the sick at the hospital, he was murdered and was beatified in 2015 in San Salvador. A quote that has close to Radio Maria is, "If someday they take the radio station away from us, if they close down our newspapers, if they don't let us speak, if they kill all the priests and the bishops too, and you are left, a people without priests, each one of you must be God's microphone. Each one of you must be a messenger, a prophet. The church will always exist as long as there is one baptized person, and that one baptized person who is left in the world is responsible before the world for holding aloft the banner of the Lord's truth and of his divine justice." Giovanni Battista Montini was born in Cosenza, ordained priest in 1920, and he continued his studies in Rome, taking on positions in diplomacy of the Holy See. He became subsistent of the Secretariat of State in 1937. During the World War, he took care of the search for missing and the assistance to persecuted. In 1952, he was appointed pro-secretary state. In 1955, was Archbishop of Milan, diocese where he treated particularly distant and the marginalized. In 1958, Cardinal Giovanni was elected pontiff on the 21st of June 1963 under the name Pope Paul VI. He continued and concluded the Second Vatican Council. He led the Church to dialogue with modernity and kept it united in the post-conciliar crisis. He enacted 7 encyclicals and many apostolic exhortations. He spent himself on the proclamation of the Gospel, passionately witnessing the love of the Lord and the Church. He died at Castel Gandolfo on the 6th August 1978. Pope Francis beatified him on the 19th of October 2014. The Rosary of the Mystery Luminous was between 11:30 and 12:30 in French. At 3:30 in the afternoon, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, followed by the celebration of the Holy Eucharist and the German language, following with confessions. Another opportunity to recite the Rosary, the solo 4 mysteries this time in Spanish language, was between 5:15 and 5:45. The third spiritual talk with the theme Annunciation took place between 6 and 7 before dinner. Once again, we met for the recitation of the Rosary, the Glorious Mysteries, this time in Italian language. At 9, we got together to recite the Rosary and have this final benediction. And although we could not be present for the canonization of Monsignor Oscar Romero and Pope Paul VI, a replay of the celebration for the canonization was replayed after dinner. We thank you for having time to listen to Radio Maria, and we promise you our prayers. May God bless you.